Louise Kentlin on Today FM.
What a joy, Jazzy. I cannot tell you how starstruck I am. Girl, I've been dying to have you on the show. And just to say to your face, congratulations. And we are so proud of you. It's been an unbelievable year. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm bleeding wrecked. No, it's been amazing. It's been amazing. It's been chaotic, but super grateful for everything that's come my way.
Yeah, like an absolute whirlwind. You're rubbing shoulders with some of the biggest DJ stars in the world. You're playing massive stages. You are the most streamed female DJ on the planet.
Yeah, that's insane. That is insane. Yeah, I can't get over that one, to be honest. It's huge milestone for me in my career.
Yeah. What do you do to ground yourself like? Because that must feel like such a massive title to have placed upon you.
I feel like I always, like, take everything in my stride. Like, not in a negative way, but, like, gaslight myself. So it's like, so what? You know? Yeah. It's not a big deal. Because I feel like, I don't know, people lose the run of themselves, you know? So I would hate to ever have me friends kind of have to bring me back down off a high horse or anything. I feel like I'm not like that, you know. I feel like my 2 feet are on the ground, but I always take absolutely everything in my stride and just let it go over my head.
Are your friends and family and your fiance, are they all just like riding the wave with you?
Yeah, 100%. So like, yeah. We're in the world today.
Amazing, isn't it? And it feels like it's just gone from 0 to 100. Like, was there ever a moment where, I don't know, you'd stop to pinch yourself and be like, this is real, this is my life?
I mean, yeah, there was definitely a few. I mean, off the top of my head, this year getting to work with Calvin was definitely one of those moments, you know. Yeah. I feel like I keep myself inside the box, like I was saying, obviously take everything in my stride, but sometimes I just look a little bit further and just realise what's actually going on around me, which is insane. But yeah, super proud moment.
Like, unreal. I'd imagine, you know, we're around the same age, so you probably grew up going to the club listening to Calvin Harris, and all of a sudden you're sitting in his studio with him and you're like collaborating on tracks.
It's a head scratcher. It's a mad one.
How did it come about?
So we have a friend in common that we write with, Tia Hutchcraft, who's a lovely guy. I work with him all the time, and he basically was chatting to Calvin about possibly getting on a song in the future. And then Calvin came back in December last year and was like, I have this track, I'd love Jazzy to try something on it. And we got in the studio and cooked up the banger.
Amazing. Is he sound?
He's so lovely.
Is
really,
he?
Really down to earth, super chill. Yeah, he was really nice to work with.
And come here, he's obviously going to be in Ireland this weekend. You're playing your massive gig together. Are you going to bring him for a pint in Crumlin?
That's not the first time I'm had to been asked that question. Now, I don't think he's going to want to come to Crumlin, actually. But,
why? Excuse me?
I reckon he'd be flying in just for the gig, but we'll defo have a little pre-drink before we go out.
You'll have to. Yeah. And come here, like, are you nervous at all about playing to the home crowd? Because this is, like, you know, your bread and butter. This is where you come from. Getting on stage in front of thousands of fans that love you.
Honestly, no. I'm more excited for it because it doesn't come around that often. I can't remember the last time I played for a huge Dublin crowd, which is amazing. So I think it's going to be unreal.
Yeah, well, I know that it will be. And by the time this interview goes out on Monday, I've been told we're okay to say this. Obviously, the new album is out in October. A dance album, so exciting. And you've got a big gig announcement with that.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Yeah. Biggest date of my life, basically. I'm going to play in the Tree Arena in October.
Jazzy, that is class.
Yeah. It's literally a dream come true. It's the biggest gig of my life and probably the gig that I've been working towards since I started. So I can't believe it's like it's coming this year. It's time to do. Like, it's just insane. I'm actually speechless. I can't believe it's after coming around this quickly. But yeah, I'm over the moon about it.
Well, you deserve it so much, and I know that everybody, like, it's going to sell out. I've no doubt about it. I love the fact it's the day, the night after your album will have been released. Your debut album, a dance album, maybe a genre we don't get a lot of albums from. Fair play to you for going for it. Like, what can your fans expect?
So you can expect the usual jazzy bangers. If you listen to me, you know the buzz. I have some different kind of stuff on there as well, some more kind of moody stuff that I haven't done before, which is kind of nice. And I think in general it has lots of variety, so when you listen to it from start to finish, you'll kind of be taken on a bit of a journey.
You're the queen of a collab, so go on, are there loads of spicy collabs on it?
there's one or two, yeah. I can't say too much. There's one that's TBC at the moment, but if that happens,
it'll be massive.
That'll be massive, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like a dream.
Yeah, someone not in my world as well, so yeah, that'll be fun.
Male or female?
Female.
Oh, I'm very excited. Okay. Well, tell me about the collab that's out at the minute with Chris Lorenzo, Invisible. I was vibing my way through Stephen's Green on the way to work listening to it this morning. Love it.
Yeah, proper clubby banger.
Yeah.
Love Chris. He's a legend. I've been a big fan of him for a while, so it was great to get to work with him. I basically wrote that one about my own personal experience that I had with dealing with jealousy in the music industry. Yeah, it was just kind of a fresh experience I'd had that week when we got in the studio, and it was lovely to be able to just create something out of a negative experience, like to create a banger out of it, basically.
Yeah. Is there a lot of jealousy in the dance world?
Personally, I would say not in my experience. No, I've had this, obviously the song is about this one experience that I have had. Yeah, someone trying to put me in a box that I don't belong in, intimidate me, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I think I deal with it quite well, and turning it into a banger was fun.
Well, that's absolutely a legendary way to deal with it. Do you know what, Jazzy? You're such an inspiration to women, and Irish women and young women. If you could go back to the 12-year-old playing the violin in Crumlin, like, what would you say to her now, reflecting on like the success and strides you've made?
What would I say to myself?
Yeah,
I mean, well done. Give myself a pat on the back. It's definitely not easy to work in this industry. You know, it comes with a lot of different jobs. It's not just into the studio and home. So I would say well done.
Before I let you go, I must tell you an embarrassing story.
Go on.
So I was in Ibiza last summer, right? And I have a friend who works in Pasha, who's been in Ibiza for years, and saw your name was on the headlining.
Yeah.
You were playing with Sonny Federa that night, and I was like, well, I'm going to be the Irish girl who moles up to the top of the stage to be like, Jazz! Oh my goodness. You were class.
Oh, did you enjoy yourself?
I loved it. Now, I'm not going to say on air the time that I got to bed or how the night ended. Incredible. You might remember the night that there were mad floods and no one could get out of the club. Do you remember? Because the roads were like rivers.
I remember.
Yeah. And I was like, I'd be giving out about this if it was anyone other than our Irish queen, Jazzy, on stage. Do you love doing the Ibiza gigs?
Oh, they're one of my favourite. Honestly, Ibiza is one of my favourite places to play.
Yeah.
The clubs are amazing. The sound systems are A1. And you just have that kind of magical feeling that people are just there for the music, like really there for it, you know?
Yeah. Amazing. Well, you've done Ibiza. The debut album is coming. You're going to sell out the Tree Arena. Girl, the world is your oyster. Is there any one dream? Is there one more thing you need to do to be able to say, this is it?
To be honest with you, I feel like I'm after taking off a lot of stuff that I had on me wish list.
Yeah.
So I need to go home and make a new one. That's the next thing now. And then when we chat again, I'll tell you what the new list's.
And you also need to take a break. Like, come on, how's everything?
You know what? I'm going to take a big break in September for my birthday. So I have 2 weeks off. So I don't know where I'm going to go yet, but it's going to be feet up, secluded, sunny holiday somewhere. No
chill
phone.
Out.
Yeah.
Unreal. And Camille, I have to ask, just because I'm a nosy, any wedding plans?
We haven't started yet, no. So we just bought a house. So thank you very much. We're going to be doing that, and when we finish up on the house, then we will start planning the wedding.
Do you know what I'm so excited for? I love wedding style, right? And I was betting to Dua Lipa getting married in all her different outfits. You are a great champion of Irish fashion, Jazzy. I feel you're going to do something mad for, like, I don't see in a typical wedding dress a traditional gown.
Neither do I. I think I don't know what I'm going to do, but I feel like it'll definitely be something a little bit outside the box.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Jazzy, you're a legend. I'm going to give you a hug and say Garamila Mahogat.
Thank you so much. Louise Kentelan on Today FM.